It's 92.1 The Eagle and the Regional Rock Hour brought to you by Patty's Pub. That was Chad Elliott with The Rapture. We saw Chad Elliott as well this past summer.
He's a really good dude.
Barbecue.
I met Chad up in Spencer and played around a little bit. And
nice guy, talented musician.
You betcha.
He did you guys did the early shift that day. It was a Saturday, like middle of September, but it was like 90-some degrees.
God, it was beautiful.
It was,
I missed that weather.
You guys did 2 hours. And then there was a band in between. It was Cody and Topher's band, and then this Chad Elliott all by himself. Yep, he's up there. He did the full 2 hours, and
dude, he does it. He's just like the rest of us. Jeremy Ober, God, I love you, sir. Jeremy Ober and I, and Jordan Reuter, a few other cats in town, were seriously just playing music. Like, I'm not driving nails anymore, man.
Awesome. Yeah.
And Chad Elliott's doing the same thing.
We enjoy it. So let's hear another tune, Clint.
All right. So this one's got a story, because all good songs do. Had me a 1976 El Camino, and it didn't have no title and no license, but I drove it around anyway in a blizzard, and I'll tell you all about it in this song. It's called Drunken Poet's Dream. I said, you're 5 feet something less than me. Grabbed me by my arm and said, baby, it's time for us to leave. So I slid up to you so gracefully. I took your crown of thorns and said, lady, well, you're a drunken poet's dream. So walk around the town all night and go talk about yourself. Walk around the town all night and just pretend you're something else. So like I said, I had this 1976 El Camino. Didn't have no title and it didn't have no license, so what do you do with it? Well, if you're me, you wait for a blizzard and then you drive it around. Oh, by the way, I think we're going to have a blizzard. My birthday is this Sunday. I was born in a blizzard. It's only fitting. So, back to the story. She says, hey, can I have a ride in that 1976 El Camino? And I said, sure, let's go. So she hopped in, and I was drinking a couple beers, and we happened upon this, like, herd of deer. And I just stopped the car. I got out, and I was like, hey, fellas, what's going on? And these deer were like, what are you doing, man? It's a blizzard. Get back in your car. And, I wouldn't have known any of this took place, except she was the one who said, hey, do you remember when you talked to that pack of deer? And I said, nope. So now that you know that, this next lyric should make a little sense. And really, she said, I need a song written about me. And I was like, they don't always work out right. And if you haven't heard Bury That Body in the Deep Cold Ground yet, it doesn't always work out the way you want to. So that being said, this is for a girl that needed a song. So tuck me in and tell me again that one about the time when it was snowing hard but we drove around all night. She said, well, you talked to deer while you were drinking some beer. And you're right about the drunken poet part. So walk around the town all night and go talk about yourself. Walk around the town all night and just pretend you're something else. I said, you're 5 feet something less than me. Grab me by my arm and said, baby, it's time for us to leave.
I enjoyed that.
Thanks, man.
A lot.
Some girl just said she needed a song, so I gave her one.
I started chuckling. I had to turn my mic down because I started chuckling a little bit there in the middle.
Oh, true stories.
It's good tune, man. Good tune. Hey, we're going to take a 60-second break, and then we will hear from the Beaver Creek 4, Regional Rock Hour 92.1.